Well, a new documentary out takes a closer look at Tom Brady in the arena. The film Man in the Arena debuts on ESPN Plus tonight, and it's just the latest documentary from Religion of Sports. Take a look.
You just keep putting one foot in front of the other, and you keep trying to make progress. So when I look at over 20 years, I look how far I've come. But there's not one step that I took where I realized, look how far I've come. But those series of steps that I put together, I go, wow, that's quite a journey.
For much more on the film, let's bring in Gautam Chopra. He is the creator and director of Man in the Arena. Tom Brady, he's also the co-founder of Religion of Sports. And Gautam, it's great to talk to you. We should mention, by the way, Tom Brady is also the co-founder of Religion of Sports. So you don't have to travel too far to find your next documentary subject. But talk to me about what drew you to this project and why you felt the need to sort of revisit this story, because you've done other films on him before.
Yeah, so I've been friends with Tom and or collaborators with Tom and sort of become friends with Tom, I'd say, over the last 6 or 7 years. We worked on a prior series called Tom Versus Time, but in 2017. But that was very focused on one season. Tom was turning 40 years old. That was a thing. And we followed him across that season that culminated in yet another Super Bowl, a loss. But, you know, this one, so across all this time that I've gotten to know Tom, we talk about these things. We talk about, like normal, you know, people do, about like, what has he learned across the journey? And as he continues to do it, what is he taking from, you know, each of these seasons and trying to apply in real time as he takes on this new challenge? And so just as a storyteller, I was like, this is really interesting. Let's turn on the camera and start documenting this and telling these stories. Because if you think about it, yes, it's a great sports story. But it's also an interesting cultural story, because Tom Brady's been a part of our lives for over two decades. Whether or not you're even a fan, whether or not you like football, you know about Tom Brady. So that sort of became just like the narrative thread that really fueled this project.
Yeah, I have to admit, and great to talk with you, by the way, that I'm not a big football fan. I do know Tom Brady has won 7 Super Bowl rings, and I know you've got a few Emmys under your belt as well. How is this stacking up in the awards arena?
Oh, man. Well, we have a ways to go, you know, at Religion Sports. We've had some early success, like Tom, but, you know, what you learn is, like, in order, you know, and I say this seriously, in order to have success across a long period, you have to build a culture, you know, like anybody can have a one-off, you know, like anybody can bring together the perfect storm, can create something special. But in order to have that consistent success across, in Tom's case, 2 decades, that takes way more than just getting lucky. That's building a culture. And so, you know, as you guys talk to all day long, you know, that's, we're trying to do that with Religion of Sports, and not just in the documentary space, but audio and scripted. And, you know, it's a really fascinating time right now in the media content space.
It feels like there is a land grab right now in the content space. I mean, there are so many different platforms to get your content out on. How has that changed the thinking for you as a filmmaker? And how do you think that's changed the way storytelling has evolved, particularly in the field of sports?
Yeah. So look, as an entrepreneur, as a co-founder of this company, you know, it's definitely influenced us in terms of strategically and partnerships and how we work with different subjects, teams, organizations, other, you know, media companies, et cetera, streamers. I mean, like you said, there's just this proliferation of opportunities. I would say when it comes to storytelling, it doesn't really change. Sure, youth now, there's different ways to cut up your content, short form, long form, series, etc. But at the end of the day, storytelling, you know, there's a sort of purity to it, which I love as a creator. It still comes back to, you know, Joseph Campbell, Hero of 1,000 Faces, the hero's journey. And we sort of pride ourselves both in terms of the story, the content we create, but also how we partner with people, that we're a storytelling company. We're a creator-driven mm-hmm. company, and we place a huge premium on that. So storytelling for us isn't just sort of reality shows and turning on camera and being sort of opportunistic and exploitive. It's about like really focusing on, and we do this with Tom, recently with Russell Westbrook, just all the athletes we work with, is like, what's the goal? What are we trying to say beyond just sort of tracking you? And so, you know, that's where we've tried to also differentiate ourselves, is really just, we're a storytelling company.
What about your ability to monetize the content, though? I mean, we're talking about a visual medium right now with this documentary, but you've got a podcast as well. I mean, it feels like these different pieces are almost inevitable right now when you talk about a rollout of a big film.
Yeah, I mean, you have to. So this goes back to the sort of the other side of the coin, which is the more entrepreneurial, building a business and being very smart about, okay, you know, building, owning IP, exploiting it in different ways. When you capture this content, I mean, we're now living in a world, right, where people are consuming that content in so many different ways. So you definitely have to be conscious on the creative side of that. And, you know, we try to be, Man in the Arena is a perfect example. It's like, it's less about just taking the video content and taking the, you know, what you're cutting room floor or just the transcripts and republishing them on an audio platform. It's okay, where's there more storytelling? How can we build a universe of content around this stuff? So, you know, in this case, there's the premium video series. There's going to be the audio series launches today. There's social content. And it's because what we have found, and I think others have found, is when you have something that consumers or viewers like, they want more, more, more of it. And so, you know, it's on us then to supply that in as many different ways as we can. And to your point, monetize that and really create more opportunity.
Well, certainly looking forward to the film Man in the Arena debuts on ESPN Plus tonight. Gautam Chopra, the co-founder of Religion of Sports and the creator and director behind the film. Great to talk to you.